everyone, and welcome to today's edition of Itchcast Mini. And I'm Karis, and it's really great that you guys are keeping up still with the field Bible reading program. Today we're reading Hebrews 9, 10, and 11. So let's read it even now. And you know, even as I read Hebrews 11, especially I looked at the whole faith chapter. You know, Hebrews 11 has been called the faith chapter. And you know, I'm sure every single one of us wants to live a life that pleases God. And Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, "And without faith it is impossible to please him. You know, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him." Basically, this verse is telling us that it is impossible to please God without faith. In order to please God, we need to have faith. So, as we look at this, you know, we just begin to realize that faith is so important in our walk with Christ. So let's look at faith. What is faith? You know, we hear this word so often, especially in church, but what exactly is it, and how is it real in our lives? Hebrews 11 starts by stating that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. So basically, faith is knowing for sure and just being so certain and so sure that what you hope for will happen, even though you don't see any hints of it happening now, even though there is no proof of it happening at all. And the rest of chapter 11 basically lists the numerous people in the Bible who lived and demonstrated faith to us. You know, even as you read the whole of Hebrews 11, we can learn a few basic things about faith from these examples of faith in the Bible. First of all, we look at Abraham. Faith involved obedience for him. You know, when God called Abraham to go out on his journey, Abraham had to set out in faith, in obeying God, to wherever God led him. He didn't know where he was going. He didn't know what was in store for him, but he just trusted and he obeyed. And you know, even Sarah, Abraham's wife, she trusted that God was faithful, and so she conceived a child. We can trust in God's faithfulness to us. You know, it's not just us being faithful to him, but we can have faith that God is faithful to us. And we also can look at Moses. You know, when God called him, he wasn't afraid. So even for us, when God calls us maybe to just do something simple in our daily lives, we can trust him and we don't have to be afraid. We can just go in courage, boldly. All these people in this chapter believed God. They had faith and stepped out into something that was bigger than themselves, something that they wouldn't have been able to achieve by themselves. Those things that you are trusting God for. It could be for a friend to bring to church service, or even just a friend's salvation in your school or in your workplace. You know, simple things like that, even for the healing of a friend, these things you can step out in faith and trust God to do for you. So whatever you have maybe been discouraged about, why don't you just try and just take up faith again? Because God is faithful to you. So let's step out in faith right now and exercise this faith.